Growing up, our family would always go back and forth every year between either our house or our aunt and uncle's house celebrating Christmas Eve together. We'd gather to give gifts and have dinner before running out to get to church on time by 7 p.m. But as we got older, we decided we didn't need to rush nor fight the family crowds for a seat at the early service, and would rather wait to go to the 11 p.m. This ensued a new fighting to stay awake until 11 p.m. So one year we were sitting in my aunt's living room, fighting to stay awake, and someone noticed that she had bears along her mantle. And somebody said, "Oh, I like that one, it's a nice one. Where'd you get that one?" And my aunt replied, "Oh, I don't know, some kid gave it to me." Now, she worked at a daycare for almost 20 years at this point, so we all just kind of shrugged it off and went with it. Except my one cousin, her daughter, turns to her and goes, "Some kid, I got you that one." My aunt, seemingly unfazed, just shrugged and said, "I was right, some kid." Some kid, probably the same sort of reaction the innkeeper had when standing there telling Joseph and the very pregnant Mary, there was no room in the inn. It was just some kid that was going to be born anyway. Probably not that odd of an occurrence. Who knows how many other pregnant women might have been looking for a room that night. For births are ordinary everyday occurrences. Some kid is born every day, multiple times a day. Certainly Jesus wasn't the only child born that night. There might have been other cries heard throughout the town that night, perhaps confusing the shepherds as they went around each corner. "Is that him? No, let's look over here. I hear another one." Our Savior came to us in a most ordinary way, a way we are all brought into this world. If it weren't for angels singing so loud in the heavens, calling out to the shepherds, perhaps no one that night would have thought anything different about this child being born. Just some kid. And yet the angels, they did call out to the shepherds, these ones that were held in such low esteem in their day, living outside the boundaries of polite society, who many assumed to lead shiftless lives. These few certainly wouldn't have been considered trustworthy sources of any important news. And yet they are. The beginning of the story to be anything but ordinary. Angels singing out and praising God in the highest heaven, calling out to the shepherds who perhaps no one would believe, to both tell them about this good news, go see it, and proclaim it themselves. Proclaim it to anyone who has ears to hear, the Messiah has been born. But who would believe this one came as a tiny baby born in a barn out back, placed in a feeding trough? It'd be like someone telling us this one has been born in a truck stop, placed upon the rack or console holding the bag of chips. Would we believe it? Or would we say, "Oh, that's just some ordinary kid"? Yet this story continues to be anything but ordinary. The child who grows up to be more than just some kid. This one who there was no room for in the inn, placed in a manger, winds up feeding the world. This one who is the bread of life. This one who provides living water. This one the world still finds no room for as he ages, continuing to take him as an ordinary man. Who is he to challenge the Pharisees, heal a man on the Sabbath, get these crowds all riled up? Who is he to challenge the empire, speaking truth to power? Who is he to call himself the Son of Man? So this world that found no room for him would rather put him to death than make room for this one who comes with such great love. Such love that could redeem, transform, and reconcile the world. This one we still have to question today if there is such room for. this great love that, as Mary proclaims, comes to scatter the proud in their thoughts of their hearts and bring down the powerful from their thrones, to lift up the lowly and fill the hungry with good things, send the rich away empty. This one who turns the world upside down with his great love. This one who is so much more than just some kid and calls us to be as well. This one who risked it all for love. This is no time for a child to be born, with the earth betrayed by war and hate, a comet slashing the sky to warn the time runs out, the sun burns late. That was no time for a child to be born in a land in the crushing grip of Rome. Honor and truth were trampled by scorn, yet here did the Savior make his home. When is the time for love to be born? The inn is full on the planet Earth, and the comet sky is torn, yet love still takes the risk of birth. Risk of Birth by Madeleine D'Angle. Christ came into our ordinary world, looking, living, and breathing like an ordinary human, like one of us, and risked it all for love. This love that is so countercultural, it brought about his death. This love that Paul tells the Romans, absolutely nothing in all of creation can separate us from it. Nothing, not even death. This love that proclaims, will someday, some hour that God only knows, come again. This love that even today lives in our hearts, the hearts of just some kids, us ordinary people. This love that calls us like it called to the shepherd, come and see. Do not be afraid, the good news is here. This love we are called to proclaim with the angels and the shepherds, with all the heavenly hosts, the good news of love. Will we take the risk? Amen.